Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Not an autobiographical song. So be more than Coffee Club.
I'm getting a bumper sticker that says life ain't all biscuits and bacon. I love it.
That is brand spanking new. Do you know who it is?
Well, the text line gave it away to me.
Well, and what Billy forgot is that most updated cars have the song with the title and the artist that shows up on the deck. He's like, I'm going to pretend it's 1985 and everyone's listening to the transistor radio. There's absolutely no way anyone's going to know what it is.
People are texting in. Yes, it is Lauren Elena. Thank you for Lauren Elena,
who's very pregnant right now.
Very pregnant, very happy.
Yeah.
Recently got married. She's on tour with Rascal Flatts. Like, her world is on fire right now.
I'm so happy for her.
And I am too. And like, she is glowing. I hate to use that term loosely, but she, if you see her in interviews, the second they ask her about her baby and her husband, like, she is so happy.
It's not like she was a bummer anyways. Like, she normally, she's right. Just like always smiles.
Yes.
And
but she's been through the ringer. She lost her dad recently.
Yeah.
And remember, she famously was dating some stand-up comedian who cheated on her. Yeah. And, you know, so I'm happy that she's happy, but I'm bringing all this up because obviously that's not an autobiographical song. It's a song.
But we needed it, man.
Fun.
I miss it.
That was
fun. That's what I say. I miss Crazy Miranda. I'm so happy that she's in a great place and now she's all bluegrassy, but
yeah,
man, I miss that kerosene and I'll be home waiting for you. Don't you worry about that. And
I
it was just fun.
If artists think that we think that every song they put out is autobiographical. Did you hear what Blake Shelton said about his new single?
Mm-mm.
Here, listen to this.
It's actually a breakup song that's about breaking up, but still trying to stay together. That's there you go. That's the title, Hanging On. It's really no reflection of where Gwen and I are in our relationship, I hope.
Right. So everybody just settle down a little bit.
And maybe he's a little burned by his previous relationships, right. And everybody's going to read into every song he puts out.
Exactly.
That's a rough way to live, Blake. April Fools, don't mess with it. It's the Be More Than Coffee Club.
It's next week, right?
TJ, yeah, Billy, Hope. By the way, I don't know if you guys read your emails, but we got an email from the corporate team.
Oh, yeah.
Reminding us.
Every year.
Do not do pranks. Don't. It's not good. And then our general manager forwarded it to us.
Yeah.
And then our boss, our direct report guy, he forwarded it to us. And then in a meeting yesterday, he reminded us.
In a Zoom. So you guys got that email, right? We're like, yes.
I don't know what they think we're going to do.
Well, there's been a history of past on-air personalities globally.
Wacky, nutty radio people doing dumb stuff.
And then get in trouble.
Are you a prankster, Hope?
I've since retired. But as a kid, I was so bad. I don't know how my mom didn't kick me out of the house. The worst prank that I pulled was I convinced our next door neighbor to help it look like we stole her car. And so I got the keys to drive it out of the driveway and hide it in his garage.
What a little turd.
How old were you?
Did your mother like hold on to her chest? Oh my gosh.
No, because that really wasn't, you know, the first big prank. There was a buildup, you know, swapping her and my brother's dressers so that their clothes were in opposite rooms, putting a rubber band around the fruit sprayer on the kitchen sink. tape over the shampoo bottles. So I think, you know, by the time I had this idea, she had already known, like, Hope's going to be up to something.
Yeah, it's the first. I'm going to have something done to me or the house. Okay.
I hopped on ChatGPT. I'm a nerd. And I asked it, and usually the answers are very lame, which is why I did it, hoping to get a bunch of lame responses too. Are there fun April Fool pranks you could tell me about that I could pull on my friends? And I thought they were going to be as lame as most of the answers I get. The first one, kind of lame, the frozen cereal prank, pour someone a bowl of cereal with milk the night before, serve it in the morning, hilarity ensues as they try and, you know, okay, haha, that one's not funny. But the rest of these are autocorrect mayhem. If you have access to their phone or computer, change common words.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the autocorrect settings, so when they type yes, it says something vulgar.
Okay.
So when they're autocorrect, they're not even going to look at it. They're going to be banging out a message and then hit send and then ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Upside down screen on a Windows PC, there's a command that, and it tells you how to do the command to flip the screen upside down. So when they turn on their computer, everything is upside down. Voice control everything. This is an easy one. Put notes on random objects like the lamps in the office that says now voice activated. Try saying turn on the light and then watch people walk in and try and talk to
all the pieces of furniture. Awesome.
I'm actually somewhat impressed with that list.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, you didn't let me down for once.
The great.
Did you see those lights? They happened last night. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope. I'm Billy.
Yeah, if you did notice lights falling from the sky over Lake Ontario, don't worry. It's nothing.
Oh, that's what they want you to say.
Out of control.
Yeah.
It is being dropped from a plane with the Canadian Coast Guard. It's part of their flare training.
Sure it was.
The U.S. Coast Guard confirmed this, Billy.
You believe the government, TJ?
Now, listen.
You believe them?
This happens frequently. Because folks in Kendall specifically see this quite a bit for some reason. So, you know, it is flares and they're training. It's the Canadian Coast Guard, okay?
Either
of
you,
I believe them.
Seen anything in the night sky before?
Before?
That you couldn't explain?
I thought I did. It was like the stupidest thing. And I have it all on VHS.
Why?
So it's nice and grainy.
It's been a while since I took the video, okay? But my video camera, I was in Toronto and I was videoing out the window and I was like, oh my gosh, what's that? Am I capturing something right now on my camera? And my friend's like, I think you are. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I realized that it was the reflection of my video camera's light off the window. I was like, look, it's following my camera. Oh, wait. So, yes, I did witness something. But again, it was my own stupidity is what I witnessed.
Hope? Anything?
Witnessed in the night sky?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was living in Brighton and I was walking my dog to Maltese and somebody comes up to me and they go, you got to get that dog back inside. There's a bobcat running around. This man that's explaining it to me, he looks like the dad from Beauty and the Beast. He's a little zany looking.
Okay.
And he's like, I got pictures. He goes to show me the pictures. They were selfies. He was like, I swear it was there. There was a bobcat. It's going to eat your dog.
We all have this one person in our life. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope. I'm Billy. We're talking about people who do not keep up with everything that you watch on TV.
Okay.
Matt Stell, on his social media posted this yesterday.
Watching the game with your boys, and then you find out one of your boys isn't caught up all the way on White Lotus, and so we can't say nothing about what happened, and now we got to start talking about other stuff, but really this whole time we're thinking about this last episode, and plenty of jokes to be made. That's selfish. That's selfish of you.
White Lotus.
White Lotus. I will forever call that show.
White Lotus
from now. Is there something in your house that you guys watch together, like SNL for us? If I miss it and my daughter and my wife watch it, I hear them laughing. I might be working or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then I go to watch it later. No, the laughs are gone because they've already seen it. Yeah. I want to experience that with people. Matt, Stell, we're in the same team.
Yeah. White Lotus team.
White Lotus.
Yeah. I mean, we have, we're such old people. We love to sit and watch Wheel together. I don't know why. So if like I'm watching Wheel and he comes in, he's like, what are you watching Wheel? I'm like, well, you know what time it is.
Well, you are a Wheel watcher.
I'm a Wheel watcher. And then I'll watch Jeopardy and get everything wrong. Like that's what we do. So, I mean, he gets a little hurt if I'm, for whatever reason, didn't go and get him and be like, darling, come here. It's time to watch the Wheel.
Mine is Love is Blind, that when my friends aren't caught up, I'm like, listen, they all come out. Well, there's a routine. So now, like Matt Stell, I'm like, maybe I should ahead of time be like, are you going to be caught up before we get drinks on Friday? Because if you're not caught up, we're going to be busy watching that, making sure that you can engage in a conversation.